cave drawings in a modern environment. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, for more than 1,000 years, monks and other devotees of Buddhism painted elaborate murals on the walls of caves in the Gobi Desert of China and Mongolia. But naturally, given their age, those artistic creations were at the mercy of the elements. And so there's been a concerted effort over the years, over many years, to protect that work and even put some of it on display, which is where you come in with an opportunity to see some of the beautiful works at the Getty Museum. Hunter Drohojoska-Philip is here with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
I suspect they didn't move caves. That would be very difficult. But there was some work involved to showcase these murals that are anywhere from 600 to 1,600 years old, right?
They didn't move the caves, but they created exact replicas of the caves. Using artists from the Junwang Academy, they brought the mud from China and the paint that was originally used, so you can walk into these caves that are the same size and see the same murals, the same stone sculptures of the seated Buddha, and the niches with the special teachings of Buddha and some images of the devotees. And they're very beautiful. Lots of the ceilings are entirely patterned with, you know, peonies, and there are flowing robes, and it's all really quite impressive.
So it's an exact replica then of what you would see if you were to go into the cave in Dunhuang.
That's correct. And when you see the seated image of the future Buddha, Maitreya, you'll see that one hand is outstretched and the other hand is missing. So they didn't try to restore these in a way to make them more beautiful or more complete. If there's damage to the painting, the damage is executed exactly as it would be in China.
Are the paintings and sculptures still there in China? Can you go and see the caves?
They are, but in addition to floods and sandstorms, part of the wear and tear on these paintings, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them in hundreds and hundreds of cave temples that have been used for devotion by Buddhist monks since the 4th century, you know, now they're visited by busloads of tourists, Western and Chinese tourists. And the humidity from our breath, people touching them, has really taken its toll. So they have really limited the amount of people who can go in there at this point. So your best bet is really to go to the Plaza of the Getty and see them there.
To check them out there. How did the Getty get involved in this, and why?
Well, they've been involved since 1989, one of the first things that the Getty Conservation Institute did. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was determined very, very at very high risk, and they've been working on this ever since, finding ways to prevent further erosion and also preserve what's there. And now, because of their long relationship with China, they've been given the opportunity to create these caves and also an exhibition of works of art that were originally housed in the caves.
What else is going on at the Getty besides these cave drawings?
Well, exactly. At the Getty Research Institute, you'll see the rarest of the rare sutras and devotional objects and paintings. And the reason is that after 1500, when the caves were no longer popular because the Silk Road was replaced largely by sea trade, the caves were no longer visited, but one cave was sealed up and no one even knew about it until 1900, when it was discovered by a Chinese explorer. And inside there were 40,000 rare objects going back centuries and centuries. And some of those objects are in this exhibition. Many of them were taken to museums around the world. One of the oldest printed dated book, the Diamond Sutra, is on view there. It's on loan from the British Museum. It's a very impressive exhibition from top to bottom, and you can even participate in the virtual reality component.
The exhibition is called Cave Temples of Dunhuang, Buddhist Art on China's Silk Road. It's on view at the Getty through September 4th. Hunter Drohojoska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.